Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There is no doubt that everyone here has had one encounter or another. And in the name of Jesus, may this keep commanding proofs in your life. None of us here shall end our journey in regret. Take fast hold of instructions. Keep her. Let her not go, because she is thy life. The Bible is not a religious book. It's God's manual for man's profitable living. The Bible is made up of 75% of instructions and only 25% of principles. People just celebrate principles, they clap, they shout, but they ignore the instruction that makes the bulk of it. It is profitable for doctrines, for reproof, for correction, for instruction unto righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished, and prepared unto every good work. Principles, wonderful, but rebukes, corrections, and instructions, they form the basics. The basis of this book is to instruct us to make the most of our life. May every instruction each one may have received on this mountain add color to your life as you engage with them in the name of Jesus Christ. Would you thank God for light that you have received on this mountain, everyone? Lift up your two hands and give God thanks for the light you have received on this mountain. Thank Him again and again. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Amen. Lord, speak to us in this session and let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name. Amen. Give the Lord a big hand of praise and be seated. Praise God, I'm more than a conqueror. Congratulations. Now, very interesting subject we're dealing with, and under the topic Hard Work, a Covenant Platform for Global Impact. How many desire to experience global impact in their pursuit? You want to experience global impact in your adventure? Hard work is God's covenant platform for global impact. No shortcut. Hard work. Jesus stated this in very unmistakable terms in Luke 12, 49 and 50. I have come to set fire on the earth. I'm come to set fire on the earth. Global impact. And what with I, if you already can do it. So that I'm exploring new areas. A new approach. But I have a baptism to be baptized with. And how am I stretched out? Not stressed. Stretched out until it be accomplished. It's a very graphic picture of the demand of sacrifice for global impact. Sacrifice. Only those who are prepared to be stretched out ever succeed to impart on their generation. The hand of the diligent shall bear rule. We gain command. But the slothful shall be under tribute. Proverbs 12 and verse 24. To be diligent in our endeavors today is to stand before kings tomorrow. Proverbs 22 and verse 29. People are looking for connections now. They will all be short-lived. Your strongest connection is in your dedication to your responsibility, dedication to your assignment. You won't look for people, they will look for you. This ministry has no human connection behind the happenings. Dedication to the assignment is what has brought us these connections that people seek to have with us. Same. Every truth of scriptures is valid for all times, but applicable only to those who are interested. Now, work is not a cause. It existed before the cause. After God created man and blessed him, he planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man and said, keep this garden and dress it, and now eat of every fruit thereof. Keep this garden, your assignment, your task, keep this garden. Dress this garden. Keep this garden. And then you eat of every fruit that is there. Apart from the one I said, no, don't eat. Work is not a curse, but a covenant responsibility for profitable living. In all labor, there is profit. Proverbs 14:23. In all labor, there is profit. No labor, no future. Stop being a crying baby in your parents' lap. No labor, no future. No inheritance of any man guarantees a future. No labor, no future. In the productivity of our labor lies our future. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 9. The Bible says, moreover, the profit of the earth is for all. Even the king himself is serviced or served by the field. The profit of the earth is for all, both kings and peasants. Everybody has allocation out there, but labor is the way to take your allocation. Nothing enhances worth like labor. Young people, listen to me. Wealth gotten by vanity shall diminish. Proverbs 13:11. But he that gathers by labor shall increase. Nothing dashed you will make you. Nothing dashed you by papa, mama will make you. Wealth gotten by doing nothing shall diminish, but he that gathers by labor shall increase. I'm taking time on this because it has become a most distasteful world. People just want anything for doing nothing. They want everything good for doing nothing. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse 4. The Bible says, he become a poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent shall be made fat. Shall be made fat. Shall be made fat. Riches gotten by fraud destroys the future. Riches, now you have plenty of computer scams here and there. People invoking curses on their life by defrauding people of their substance. I was 20 when the Lord showed me Jeremiah 17 and verse 11, as the ostrich lays eggs and hatches them not. So it's a man that gets riches and not by right. He shall leave it in the midst of his days, and at the end he shall be a fool, big fool. Big fool. I've seen some individuals that got involved in fraudulent arts around us over time, and I saw the calamities that befell them. I was 20 when the Lord showed me that scripture, and I shared with a friend whose name happened to be David too. And I said, David, come in here. You know, God just showed me this morning as the ostrich lays egg. He said, bro, David, where do you get ostrich from? The Lord told me, never touch whatever is not yours, or you cut down on your lifespan. Caution! Nothing stolen at value. Nothing stolen at value. The curse of the Lord is in the house of the thief. When God curses, who can revert it? Where you steal from is not the matter. That you steal, whether from government or from friends or from your parents. Stealing is not a function of where you steal from. It's the art of stealing. Stealing is the art of taking what is not yours by fraud. You take from your mother, it's stealing. Your father is stealing. From government, it's stealing. And you find the cause just ravaging their lives throughout. Upon children, grandchildren. Plagues. Caution. 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 And now you can imagine, you're still in town, you're under a curse. What if you're still in church, what happens? Severe cause. They say, severe cause. They say you are in charge of transportation, you are stealing money there. Severe cause. You are in charge of communion in your place and you are stealing money there. Severe cause. You are in a unit and you are, you know, changing papers. Severe cause. Those who won't walk will steal. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 28. Those who will not walk, they are bound to steal. Let him that steal or stole steal no more. But let them walk with their own hands that which is good, that they may have to give to those that are in need. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, walking with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. The interesting thing about God is you repent, he writes of the past. You don't repent, you carry the trouble. Those who refuse to walk today will definitely steal tomorrow. If one is not a worker today, he will end up a liability tomorrow. Proverbs 13:4, it said, the soul of the sluggard desireth, is always looking for, wanting, desiring, craving, and has nothing. But the soul of the diligent shall be made fat. Now, it's clearer here in Proverbs 20 verse 4. It said, the sluggard shall not sow by reason of the cold, therefore shall he beg in harvest and have nothing. You know what that code means? I've not got a job. 1 year. I've not got a job. 2 years. I've not got a job. 3 years. My God. Whatever your hand find there to do, with all your might. I earned my first pay in secondary three. I bought me a pair of shoes by myself from my labor. I didn't have to. I came from an above average family. Amen. I was a celebrated bicycle owner when we were in secondary school. Whether you are head boy or head anything, you want to ride, you beg me. Amen. But I chose to be a man while I was a boy.
Thank you.
I dug foundation to earn peace. I bought me a pair of shoes, they call it Apollo. You don't know it. You have never been to the moon. But it was like a car to me. All my peers, nobody ever thought of buying anything for themselves, but showing off with what their parents bought for them. Well, here was I, climbing my Apollo shoe that I bought for myself. Amen.
Amen.
Wake up. We don't know what to do. We don't think. You went to school to think. Schooling is about enhancement of creative capability of people. It's not sitting down somewhere, don't have a job, and you have eat, you have to eat. You drink, you don't have a job, you eat and drink, you look for clothes to wear. No. Somebody's story is changing. I taught in primary school, I taught in secondary school, building up a future. Every free time was an investment. Are you a teacher? I became one by being called to help as a relief teacher when some fellows went on maternity. And they came to my uncle's place, we were talking, and said, I'm available. How many days is it? My God. Life. And active people decay with their eyes opened. Don't you have nothing to it? Raw decay. My prayer is that you are leaving this place taking responsibility.
Yeah.
No one will end this journey as a liability.
Yeah.
If you are waiting on your father's inheritance, you have subscribed to poverty as your new package. Wake up and walk. Wake up and walk. No one here shall be a beggar tomorrow.
Yeah.
Say with me, work is not a misfortune. But a covenant platform for high favor. Say with me, work is not a misfortune. But a covenant platform for high favor. Work is not a misfortune. You saw this young man, a teenager by name Joseph. He was a very hilarious, excited slave. The Potiphar handed his entire estate to him. He found grace by reason of his labor in the sight of his master, the Egyptian, and he made him ruler over all his substance. He got to the prison. Excuse me, is there nothing to do here? Huh? Never seen a prisoner like this before. He found favor. And they put him in charge of all the prisoners. They gave him an office as an inmate. He was designing the food they would eat, where they would walk. That will would have been a height of misfortune for a man who did no wrong and ended up as a slave at a tender age of 17. But he understood the covenant mystery of labor. He labored his way into favor. Somebody's story is changing. Genesis 39:1-5 and 21-22. Labor is a facilitator of favor. Labor is a facilitator of favor. Labor is a facilitator of favor. As always said, yeah, you cannot get out of life more than what you are willing to put to it. Life operates on the covenant platform of seed time and harvest. You sow sparingly, you get out of it sparingly. You sow bountifully, you get out of it bountifully. Genesis 8:22, and then 2 Corinthians 9:6-7. Nothing guarantees accomplishment in life like work. Nothing guarantees accomplishment in life like work. Any vision you won't work will not work. Any dream that lacks a drive will never deliver. No commitment, no accomplishment. No labor, no future. Acts 20, verse 33-35, Paul the Apostle said, I have coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel. What a ministry. Next verse. Yea, ye yourselves know that these hands have ministered unto my necessities and to them that were with me. And I've shown you all things, how that so laboring ye ought to support the weak and to remember the word of the Lord Jesus, who said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Nothing is a substitute for hard work in the adventure of life. Proverbs 24, verse 30-34. Nothing is a substitute for hard work in the adventure of life. I went by the field of the slothful and by the vineyard of the man void of understanding, and it was all overgrown with thorns, and nettles had covered the face thereof, and the stone wall thereof was broken down. And what happened? Then I saw and considered. I considered it well. I looked upon it and I received instruction. Oh, yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hand to sleep. So shall thy poverty come as one that travels, and thy want as an armed man. Too many lazy drones across our continent today, just looking for free money anyhow, anywhere. Some even may kidnap themselves and be calling on their uncles to come and bail them out. It's as bad as that. People now go for kidnapping as a profession. Carlos businessmen hire them. Carlos politicians hire them to make money for their elections. As a prophet, we see what is not written.
Yes. their future is.
Their torment is unending. The smoke of their torture is in the sky. For there is no peace to the wicked, saith the Lord. Please show that you're a peculiar person. Don't be part of this rot. We are here to rebuild the old ways, to repair the wasted cities, the desolation of many generations. That's your job. That's my job. Let hearts be joined together. The wicked shall not go unpunished. You better don't wait for God's punishment. Stay off it. And enjoy the best that God has in store for you. Everyone's ultimate worth and future is in his personal labor today. Watch. Genesis 25 verse 5. The Bible says that Abraham gave all that he had. All that he had unto Isaac. All. He was an emperor. All that he had. And now watch chapter 26. And Isaac sold in that land. Verse 12. And reaped in the same year 100-fold. The Lord blessed him. He went forward. He worked strong. He became very great. And the Philistines envied him through his labor, not his inheritance. And we saw in verse 16 for time, down to verse 30, how that he dug the well, they filled it. He dug them out. And the king Abimelech and his chief of army staff went to seek treaty with Isaac. For thou art mightier than we. Let's have a covenant you will not overrun us. We didn't do you evil. My God. He became stronger than the land where he was a sojourner. Through his labor. Tireless labor was identity. You can't tire him out. There is farming, yet he planted in the land. Wake up. You see how your church is flourishing in spite of the economy death. That's not only local, but global. Which is good secures your destiny in hard times. Working with your hand secures your tomorrow. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. There are many, many men, women, boys, and girls that will change this world by taking note of these things that the Holy Ghost is showing us on this mountain. The quality of our investment today is what determines the level of our dividends tomorrow. Don't be weary in well doing, for you shall reap it in due season if you faint not. Galatians 6 and verse 9. Say with me, there is nothing in doing nothing. One more time. As I've often said, one cannot be committed to a given task and not be creative in his approach. Just find something good doing and stay committed to it. You become increasingly creative in your approach to doing it. And you cannot be creative and not be productive. You cannot be productive and not be successful. And as you grow your success, you become impactful. Local impact, regional impact, global impact. That's the way it works. Stop having fun with business. Face business as business. Only children play in the marketplaces. Adults go there on mission. You are on mission on the earth. You are not a playboy. The ball is in your court. It's all over to you. All of our covenant fathers were workers. Abraham, a hard worker. He became very rich in silver, in cattle. Chapter 13, verse 2. He became very rich in silver and gold and cattle. And Abraham was very rich in cattle and silver and in gold. Rich in cattle. A successful cattle man. Called at the age of 75, but that's no excuse for labor. You want your vision to come true, lift up your hands that hang down, get ready to work. Isaac, a tireless worker, he dug the well, they filled it, he dug again, they filled it, dug again, and after that, he said, leave this man, he won't stop digging. And Isaac, or Jacob, a creative worker. That Genesis 30, verse 27 to 37. You understand the story. But if we must, but we must do the work of Abraham in order to be a partaker of the blessings of Abraham. We must do it. Watch what happened. Isaiah 51 and verse 1. Hearken unto me, all ye that follow after righteousness. Look unto Abraham your father, and to Sarah the Beardy, for I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. For the Lord shall comfort Zion after the same order. He will comfort all our wet places. He will make our wilderness like Eden and our desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness only shall be heard in her, in her thanksgiving and the voice of them and the voice of melody. He turns your wilderness to Eden through labor. Turns your desert into a garden through labor. Abraham was a hard worker. At about 100, he led his army out. Full of strength and vitality. That's your father Abraham. And so the Bible said, don't be slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Hebrews 6:12. Be ye not slothful, but followers of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Now go further. Verse 13. For when God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear by no greater, he swore by himself, saying, surely blessing I will bless thee, multiplying I will multiply thee. And so, after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. What God blesses is the works of our hands. And whatever it doeth, it shall prosper. Not whatever he confesseth. Whatever he doeth, it shall prosper. Can you confess harvest of sweet corn on a field you have not planted? I have sweet corn, 10 acres. Hallelujah. Sweet corn, 10 acres. Hallelujah. Sweet corn. If they find you on anybody's farm, swing low, swing chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, swing chariot. May you not go there in the night when they think you're a thief and fire you up. That is the foolery of confession. It holds no water when the covenant of seed time and harvest is left behind. It holds no water. But in the name of Jesus Christ, your destiny, your colorful destiny, is already recovered. As you open up to this truth, God will start opening new chapters in your life. No more downtime in your life. No more downtime in your life. Today, we live in a pleasure-sick world. And those who place pleasure before labor, they end up living perpetually under pressure. Don't put pleasure before labor, or you live under pressure for life. Prepare thy work in the field. The Bible says, and make it fit for thyself, and after that, build thy house. Labor first, house next. Labor first, house next. Prepare thy work in the field. Make it fit for thyself, and afterwards, build thy house. Not a brand new car first. A strong leg first. Followed by a strong bike. And a strong tricycle. Then a tokobo car. It's the way it works. Give me that scripture, prepare thy work in the field. 27 Proverbs.
24:27.
Prepare thy work in the field and make it fit for thyself, and afterwards build thy house. We lived in the office building in preparing this work. It has only one toilet. You pass through our sitting room, which also doubles as reception for the office, to get there. Prepare thy work in the field, make it fit for thyself, and afterwards be thy house. We could not rent a house of 5,500 naira in 86 per annum. Prepare thy work. You mean I will look for land to build? Build what? Who will stay there? Prepare thy work in the field, make it fit for thyself, and afterward build thy house. When we got to Lagos, they found a building in Ikeja, and it is 45,000 naira per annum. I said, is it for sale? No, I must not be finding such a house. No, I know fit. Thy work in the field, make it fit for thyself, and afterwards build thy house. Yet, by the grace of God, my first commitment to Rural Church was 100 units. 100 units. Prepare thy work in the field. Pleasure seekers end up dying under pressure. Prepare thy work in the field. May you not know the first car I rode. Full in wind conditions. LAW 810. You have never seen it. Prepare thy work in the field, make it fit for thyself, and afterwards build thy house. Your generation don't want to work, no work, but they want everything. I confess. Hallelujah. I claim. I caught it. Amen. Well, give the Lord a big hand of praise. Glory to God. Will I ever rent a house till I go to heaven? Never. Never. As I begin to draw to a close, all what changes in history were offsprings of hard work and sacrificial labor. It is paying the abnormal price that makes a world changer. How many world changers are in the house today? All around the world. It's paying the abnormal price that makes a world changer. For example, no world changer runs a normal schedule. They are always in one class of their own. No world changer possesses a normal habit. The story was told about Isaac Newton, how that the wife brought food to the table, and then when it was not forthcoming, he packed the food back to the woman or whatever. And when Isaac came and looked at the table, oh my God, I forgot that I've eaten. How many got the joke? Now, breakfast is ready, sir. And then it wasn't forthcoming, he was just busy, he was dying on his table. And by the time he came, he found out there was no food on the table. So I forgot that I've eaten. Work has filled his stomach. Jesus said, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. To finish, when work becomes like eating, you're on your way to your high places. When work becomes like eating to you, you're on your way to your high places. When work becomes like eating for you, you're on your way to your high places. No world changer lives a normal life. There are many world changers here. You are one of them. Let me hear your loudest amen. No world changer possesses a normal habit. No world changer lives a normal lifestyle. It takes a global price to generate global impact. It takes a global price, like Jesus said, to generate global impact. I'm come to set fire on the earth, global. And what you like, if you already can do, but I have a baptism of labor. How am I straightened until my mission is accomplished? No one can make the most of his life without coming out of his comfort zone. No one can make the most of his life without coming out of his comfort zone. Woe unto them that are at ease in Zion. It's time to come out of your comfort zone if you must impart your world. In conclusion, let's look at Jesus, our perfect example. As we all know, he's the living Word himself. In the beginning was the Word became flesh, dwelt among us, his name is Jesus. So we know that he has revelation, he's the revelation himself. Jesus, the living Word. Jesus, the living Word. Jesus, the living Word. And the Word became flesh, verse 14, and dwelt among us. We behold his glory as that of the only begotten Son of God, full of glory. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and his name is Jesus. So revelation is no substitute for hard work. We saw Jesus giving the Holy Spirit without measure. John 3:34. So anointing is no substitute for hard work. He's anointed with oil of gladness above his fellows. It's no substitute for hard work. Jesus is the wisdom of God personified. 1 Corinthians 1:24. The Bible talks about Jesus as the wisdom and the power of God. Jesus, the wisdom and the power of God. So wisdom is not a substitute for hard work. It's not a substitute for hard work. Jesus is the sanctified one. You can be sanctified and still live a frustrated life. Sanctification is no substitute for hard work. Which among you convinced me of heart of sin? No one. That's no substitute for hard work. That's no substitute for hard work. Yet, he had to subscribe to the demand of hard work to fulfill his messianic ministry. Hear what he said. John 4:32-34. Disciples came and thought that somebody had given him food because they went to buy food for them to eat. But he said unto them, I have meat to eat that ye know not of. My meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his works. My meat is doing the will of him that sent me and to finish the work he gave me. So that suspended his hunger. That feed his tummy. In John 5:17, my father walketh hitherto and I walk. My father walketh hitherto and I walk. John 9:4, I must walk the walk of him that sent me, where it is day, the night coming, where no man can walk. You are in your daytime. Bend down and walk. You are in your daytime. Bend down and walk. You are in your daytime. Bend down and walk. I brought some of these things to help inspire you. By my hand, as engraved by God, these volumes were written. Now, this is compilation of the books on success. We call them legacy publications. This work started 1986 with Success Buttons. This is a compilation of the books on faith. This one began 1985. April 20 was when the first one was dedicated. The Supernatural came out first time 1986. This is the compilation of them. Consecration. Wisdom. Now the Word. What is in the Word that makes it work? Now, vision. This began 1986 with understanding vision. Prayer, praise, and healing. Prosperity. And then the blessed Holy Spirit. Now, you don't pray this print into existence, you write them. You write them. What thou seest, write. Don't wish that they are written, write. Don't call them write. Put your hand to work and write. Put your hand to work and write. We have here with me what is going to sustain the future of this commission. Is called All Year Round Pastoral Teaching Guide. Built on the 12 pillars of this commission. No guesswork. Whatever anybody is preaching on the television, that's what is sent. This is what we are sent. And it will go from generation to generation because the word of God never goes old-fashioned. Any message sent to you keeps working as long as heaven is still intact. What am I saying? Get ready to walk. The days of wishing should be over in your life. If wishes were horses, all the beggars would ride. Get ready to walk. Finally, the hand of the diligent shall bear rule, but the slothful shall be under tribute. You can't wish global impact. You stretch yourself on your assignment to experience it. You won't stretch, you are not the candidate. I'm not saying stretch. I said walking with joy, not under duress. I've never been stressed. I've never been forced to do what I'm doing. I just enjoy doing what I'm doing. And I push myself. Nobody pushes me. It's over to you. But can I tell you this? If your parents left for you 100 houses, it does not define your worth. It does not define your worth. Neither is anyone unfortunate because there's no one to drop anything for him. No, it's an opportunity to take full-blown responsibility to secure your destiny. Can I hear your amen?
Amen.
I was 25 when I told my old man, when you are dying, whatever belongs to me, give it to the others. I will not need it. Amen. And I sure didn't have any need forever for it. By the time I was going to heaven. Never. Had no bank account when I said that. But I knew what the covenant says to do. To be a blessing to your parents and not a burden. It's your turn. It's your turn. Don't just go to work. Walk. Going to work is not equal to work. Walk. Don't just have a business and you wake up at 10 a.m. in the morning and yawning. And the business will impart the world. Which world? Which world? You open a restaurant, you put on your apron. You smile at everybody coming in. You welcome. I mean, we're glad to have you here today. Please have your seat. Is that I have a PhD to do what? Is that business? You are not in business. You are a laborer. You know, you wake up at 12 noon. You are going to your restaurant. Say, I just needed to rest. You better wake up and not let life lay you to rest. Don't let life lay you to rest. Stand to your feet. Somebody bless this morning. Come on, give the Lord a big hand of praise. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lift up your two hands, everyone, and receive grace. Come on now, receive grace. Receive grace. Receive grace. To embrace the covenant plus of labor. Covenant plus of labor. Receive grace to walk after the order of Abraham, your father. Walk after the order of your father, Isaac. Walk after your father, Jacob. Our covenant fathers. Receive that grace. Receive that grace. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. Now, the Bible says, work out your own salvation. You have challenge in one area. Go work out the way out by looking for resource materials and your Bible in a fast to locate the way out. You can't sit down there and say you are looking for a job. Find your way out. One young lady here, after one service, went outside there and said she will not go home until when she finds it. She took a book, The Turnaround Power Reward, and was going through the testimonies. The following Tuesday, she landed a job. She walked her way out. He said, when you pass through the fire, not when you sit inside fire. You sit inside fire, you get burnt. You pass through the fire, you shall not be burned. You pass through the water, it shall not overflow you. So, there is always a way out. Go and walk the way out. Go and walk the way out. I'm talking about your personal welfare now, not just talking about impact. Your personal welfare demands work. Demands work. Demands work. Demands work. Demands work. Demands work. I walked my way out to excel in ministry. I wasn't waiting for it to happen. I started studying those who have made it happen, that God has made happen through them, to find out what they did. My God. One of us here was challenging his family. The husband was challenged. Things were not just okay. He walk out in the morning, go to the forest, he pray, come back. It was so gruesome for them. But he had me say the answer is in the book, no matter the question. So he went and took the Bible and went from Genesis chapter 1 to Jeremiah. Then found the answer. Great family today.
Hallelujah.
Beautiful family today. Glorious family today. He that seeketh findeth. To him that knocketh the door shall be open. You are challenging your Christian life. Read Walk in the Newness of Life. You are confused as to what marriage is all about. Read the books on marriage written by my wife. You don't know what vision is all about. Read the volumes on vision. Ask God to show you the way forward. Not just guessing through life. Everything that works demands work. Everything that works demands work. Everything that works on this earth, in this kingdom, demands work. Lift up those two hands. Ask God for grace to labor. Paul said, I labor more than them all. And what an impact, generational impact. I labor more than them all. What an impact, generational impact. I labor more than them all. What an impact, generational impact. Lord, grace to labor. I receive. Grace to labor, 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 I receive. Everybody lift up your two hands and receive that labor. Grace for 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 labor. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. Well, you may grow to it if you desire to. I've not been on leave successfully once. We attempted once to be on leave. It didn't work. I wrote 10 tracts within those 4 days. Tracts of salvation. I was eager to return to have it printed. You better work. Global impact is not a joke. I wasn't looking for impact. I was just focused on my assignment. But you all know that there is no day they will write the history of Christianity without writing about this short man. There is no day on this earth. But it is labor and grace that has created what we see. Settle down and walk, I beg you. Settle down and work out your salvation. Work out your glorious destiny. Work out your global impact heritage. Work it out. Work it out. Work it. Those who do know their God, they shall be strong. They shall do express. Work it out. Stop wishing it. Work it. Stop wishing it. Work it. Stop confessing it. Profess 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 it. I've never appeared on any pulpit in my life unprepared. Preparation till the last moment. No joke. No joke. I saw grace upon again. I desired it. And I found it. You desire grace for labor. Stretch your hands in this direction and ask the Lord, you that engrace my father, to engage in consistent, enjoyable, delightsome labor till now. Engrace me too. Engrace me too. Pray in the spirit. Pray in your understanding. 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 God, you that engrace my father to engage in tireless, delightsome labor, engrace me too. Engrace me too. Engrace me too. Engrace me too. In Jesus' precious name we are praying. Place your right hand on your forehead in the precious name of Jesus. I decree an endowment of grace for productive, delightsome, and tireless labor. Receive it in the name of Jesus. And so shall it be. Give the Lord a big hand of praise.